It's time for JT the Brick.
This is a Raider invasion of Southern California. I repeat, this is a Raider invasion of Southern California. So we get the Chargers coming off a 5-12 year. I repeat, because the last time we played them, we put 63 on their ass. 63 on their ass. Do you know anybody on God's green earth? Do you know anybody who said, I'm going to the window and bet the Chargers to win the Super Bowl? I don't. I know a lot of people. If you combined all the Charger fans in Southern California, you can fit them in my pool.
JT the Brick.
You hear this crap? They're saying, oh, the Raiders have this. They don't have anything. But the Chargers do. And it's the same jerks who say, I love the Chargers roster. Every year. You idiot. You know nothing about the Raiders. The Chargers, America's new bandwagon, had 5 wins last year. Lost Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams. I'm fighting off the Charger fans who think they're going to the Super Bowl.
And now,
63 on their ass.
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT on a Friday. It's Raiders roll call. What is that? I'll tell you in a moment. On the flagship of the Silver and Black, Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, the Raiders mobile app, lvsportsnetwork.com, and on the YouTube live stream where you can be in the room with me no matter where I am. You got to sign up. It's free. Just subscribe, JT the Brick YT on YouTube, and you can get right in here, and we could get rolling right now as we open it up. What we're going to do is we're going to jump in and hear from the coach. So Antonio Pierce has got a different schedule now. Sometimes his press conferences are live when we start the show, and we got a show. So we're going to get to the head coach, Antonio Pierce. Here's what he has to say today. All right.
Malcolm showed up on the injury report yesterday. Is that good to go? Or
he'll be out.
He'll be out for the game.
Yep.
Okay. What happened during practice with him?
Yeah, he'll just be out. They're happy during practice.
Antonio, you know, hardball team's known for running the ball a lot. That hasn't always been at its best during the preseason. How do you feel about the run defense going into Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it was really good to watch, to be honest, last night's football game. You saw a lot of good situational football and teams that like to run the ball and what happens when you don't stop the run and, you know, not disciplined. And that's something that we learned from in the preseason and something we worked over the last 2 weeks on getting ready for this game.
It seems like, you know, there's like a fine line you have to walk, blocking out the outside noise, but then also using, you know, bulletin board material for motivation. Just what's been the advice you've given the players to best go about that?
Just worry about the Raiders.
Considering that development that you kind of just gave us, what is your thought process on Janarius Robinson? What have you seen from Trent Camp? What do you like about him?
Yeah, I think, I mean, for all the guys, you know, when one guy's up, next man up mentality, good thing about it, Tyree Wilson, J-Rob, you know, those guys have had a lot of opportunities to play, and we expect them to step up and play well.
See you guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That was it. Malcolm Kuntz is not able to go. Vic Taffer. Malcolm Kuntz popped up on the Raiders injury list with a sore knee, and Antonio Pierce just said that he is out for Sunday. Vic Taffer joins us at 1 p.m. Pacific time. We'll get an update from him on that. All right. That is pretty surprising how quick that press conference was. I guess if you're a member of the media and you don't have your questions ready, is that a good takeaway? I know most of the people in the media, great people. If you don't have your questions ready and you're not, like, ready to roll, the coach is going to say, that's it, good, I'm out. Okay. So the level, I was not expecting that. I knew coming on the show here we were getting the Malcolm Kuntz news, but I didn't think the press conference would end in what, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? That's interesting. So he's out. That's a big-time player in this rivalry. Now, as you heard Levi Edwards ask about the depth of that position, the deal is Tyree Wilson, I don't care. I don't care if they don't think he's ready or not, or the depth chart. He has got to play his ass off in this game opposite of Crosby, period. With Slater and Ault on the tackles for them, their offensive line, the fact that they're going to want to run it. God, I can't believe Malcolm Kuntz is out and it happened to practice. God, that hurts. I mean, you don't, that's football, man. This is why these guys put their bodies on the line. And if Janarius can come in and split the reps and go out there and have a big game, it's a great opportunity for him. So that's kind of a shocker today It's not the end of the world. I mean, Bosa's been hurt this entire rivalry for the Chargers. How many times has Bosa been at 20% not playing this game or not have an impact, right? But the Raiders' defensive line, I believe, is one of the strengths of this team. And they're going to have some type of rotation that we're not aware of. But we'll see how it plays out with this rotation now. And again, Vic Tafer was there. He's our guest today. So we'll get into that. As people are jumping in right now, what's AP's done talking already? Wow. Looney Tunes said AP's mad. He walked away. I love it. I don't go to those press conferences. I do the radio show. That's what I do. I interview the coach. I go to the radio show. I travel with the team a few times a year. That's it. MC a couple of their events. Really gracious for that. I'm not a beat reporter. I'm not there every minute embedded with the team that way. I'm embedded with the team a different way. So I just think what you saw right there is Antonio Pierce is like, you got nothing? Like, you're kind of shocked? I told you that, you know, one of our guys is out and Cat got your tongue? So I'll just roll. That's the way I'm looking at him. Am I missing it, Bobby? I don't think I'm missing anything on this. That seems what just happened there. I love that. More of that, please. I mean, I swear to you, Bobby, I didn't have my water. He just started speaking. I was going to leave, go to the break room, fill up my water, and come back, and probably, I figured he'd talk for 12, 13 minutes. Thank God I didn't go get my water. How about that? I mean, literally, we've been doing this a long time, you and I. I never leave the studio during a live radio show. Never.
Of course.
I was just about to, and you would have been screaming down the hallway. Where the hell are you? Get back in here.
I gotta love that. I gotta love the fact that this guy is not suffering any fools. He is focused. He is game ready.
Yes, he is.
You gotta love that about a coach.
Well, you can just assume. I didn't watch it. I just heard it, right? Headphones on the channel here, the YouTube channel. I'm assuming he's pretty pissed off. And he's not pissed off about Malcolm. He loves Malcolm. You know, he was one of the main reasons why Malcolm Kuntz took off, because when he was the linebacker coach, and even though Malcolm Kuntz was an edge rusher, he worked with him a lot. And the second Josh McDaniels was let go, one of the things that AP said to me and everybody was like, we're going to go with Malcolm Kuntz. We're going to get him to the next level. And they were able to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was able to watch that on YouTube. And that man had a focus in his eyes. And he was not playing. You don't have a question? I got to go.
Yeah. Oh. But look, again, the media that covers the Raiders are really good. There's a lot of good people.
We know a lot of them.
We know a lot of them, and a lot of them are on the show, right? We got like six of them as our insiders, I think, in that. But I just love it. Will Kiss is like, hey, you done? Yeah, we're out.
Out.
We're out. We got work to do. We got work to do. Wow, I gotta read Paul Gutierrez's tweets. I gotta read Vinny's tweets. Gotta find out. This is perfect today. I'm so fired up. Welcome in, everybody. You know what shirt I'm wearing today? The black hole. So I'm ready to go. I'm wearing the black hole shirt. I'm the first ever human being inducted into the Black Hole Hall of Fame. And I got my black hole shirt on right now because I'm ready to roll. And I told everybody months ago that this is my Super Bowl. And if I get my head knocked off, I'm here on Monday. You know, I got to go on my LA show appearance. They'll laugh at me and say, hey, I thought you said they were going to win, whatever. 27 years of doing this. You think this is my first rodeo? I think the Raiders will win the game. I think the Raiders are the better team. I know that the Raider Nation is going to take over that building. And I think the Raiders are going to play well. But Malcolm Kuntz was supposed to play a big role in that game. This is a defining moment for Tyree Wilson. It really is. Tyree Wilson is supposed to be a guy that you line up on the edge, maybe for 25 plays, and say, just get to the quarterback. Don't flinch. Don't jump off sides. Start fast. Get to the quarterback. We'll meet you and Max at the quarterback. Please do that. If he can't do that at this stage of his career, I mean, what do you want to do with him? I mean, this is a big moment for him. He's got to do it in this game. And they have guys who can step up and play here. But that was, I won't say that this was a gut punch to me, but it was shocking. I got an alert like 5 minutes before at 11:55. So it's not like I got this news coming up here. So as we see here, and again, we're looking at some of the insiders who are in the room. Paul Gutierrez just tweeted out a little while ago, it happened during practice on Malcolm Kuntz's knee injury. Next man up mentality. Good thing about it, Tyree Wilson, Janarius Robinson, those guys got a lot of opportunities to play, and we expect them to step up and play well. Paul Gutierrez, 16 minutes ago. Antonio Pierce says defensive end Malcolm Kuntz will be out against the Chargers. He showed up on the injury report yesterday with a knee injury, presumably suffered in practice. Wow, that's the one thing that, knock wood, the one thing about training camp for all the teams. This is every team. You got guys blow out their Achilles, gone for the year. Right? Guys gone for the year. And you sit back and you go, oh, man, I just hope you don't get hurt in practice. You get hurt in a game. Like, right, you get hurt in a game. Anybody can get hurt in a game. But you don't want to get hurt in practice. So we got hurt in practice, and that's all we have here. So hopefully, I don't know how serious it is. People are asking me. I have no idea. I just heard it like you heard it here. And Antonio Pierce is not going to go there an hour before and tell the Chargers everything until he just had his press conference there. So that's the update there. Today, what I want to do is what I used to do on my national show on Fridays or Thursday night. Today is Raiders roll call. And if you've been listening to me for a long time, you know what this means. I want to hear from Raider fans all over the country. So we have a list. When you check in, if you check in from Staten Island, we roll call Staten Island. You check in Naples, Florida, we check off Naples, Florida. You check in Madison, Wisconsin, Raiders roll call, we hear from you. It's a good way to hear Raider fans from all over the country. I said my radio show would not survive being on the radio in Vegas. Sorry, I'd be in San Francisco, New York, or a bigger market. Fact, not fiction. Right? But we have a great opportunity in Vegas for this show to be based out of. Based out of. Because there are great fans in Vegas. And many of them listen on our flagship station. But I need something bigger than that. And that's why we're on the Raiders mobile app and LV Sports Network. Because we have a national show. And it streams now. So Raiders roll call, 702-365-9200. I just want to know how the Raiders are going to win the game. Okay, you might call it low-hanging fruit. If you want to go deep dive X's and O's like Raider 66 or Raider Mike or Chris in West Oakland, whoever you are, go ahead and do it. All right, I need a win. I tweeted out on my Facebook at JT the Brick, need this one. A picture of me and Antonio Pierce in the building the other day. We need this one. We need this one. Okay? Got to win this game. See Baltimore last night? God, Baltimore looked good at times. But Baltimore played so stupid. The last team to win in Arrowhead Stadium was the Las Vegas Raiders. The last team to play. And you know why the Raiders won that game? They scored on defense. They played smart. They played clean. They played a really smart game. They handled the clock well. Baltimore was a mess. I'll get to the highlights later on in the game. One of the things that Baltimore did that was horrific was they took too much time in the huddle when they were down 10 points, but they exploded and scored quickly, right? They scored quickly on a touchdown and then had the last play of the game where they stepped out of bounds by a millimeter or a centimeter. And I wasn't good at that, millimeter, centimeter, in high school. I didn't have to take science or math in college, Bobby. Only guy on God's green earth. But Baltimore could have won that game if they had more time. Every time they got in the huddle, there was one point I tweeted during the game that they were walking back to the huddle down 10 in the fourth quarter. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Like, they're walking. You can't walk when you're playing at Kansas City and you're down 10. You got to have some sense of urgency. So I hope the Raiders do that because under Josh McDaniels, who's a hell of an offensive genius and coach throughout his career, but it didn't work here. The Raiders used a lot of time. They were very sluggish. They always huddled up. They took their bleeping time. They got to the line of scrimmage late. They didn't run motion. They ran vanilla crap. And it didn't fool anybody. Luke Getsy knew that when he went in the interview. They said, hey, Luke, we got someone who just got let go who's much, much, much better than you. Josh McDaniels is a Hall of Fame offensive coordinator, the only one with six, right, in portions of that staff. You don't. You're going to get hired not to be Josh McDaniels. So what are you going to do? And I'm sure Luke Getsy got up on the whiteboard and said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this and that. And I trust he's going to do it because I was at practice. And I saw some of the motions. And I saw some of the things that I hope we get a chance to see in this game here. But it's going to be very important out of the gate, offensively, that the Raiders break out their A game really quickly here. Really quickly, whatever their A game is going to be, whatever their motion's going to be, whatever their double reverse is going to look like, whatever Brock Bowers lining up at fullback and then he goes in motion and they hit him behind the line of scrimmage. Got to see this. Okay, because I don't want to wait till Baltimore to see it. Wink, wink. You know what I mean? I don't want to wait till Baltimore to see this. I want to see it against the Chargers. So the breaking news is that Malcolm Kuntz will not play due to a knee injury. We do not know the severity of the injury, and we'll find out. And Vic Tafer's in there, and he's got great sources. Vic will join us at the top of the hour. That's all I got today. Okay, that's it. We worked our ass off this week. We had Monday off. That's rare around here. We did a big week of shows. We had Phil Villapiano on, Grant Irons. Starting next week, Rich Gannon every week, Lincoln Kennedy. We're going to stream the show every Wednesday on the Raiders YouTube. That's breaking news. And everything else that we're doing, I anchor the pre- and post-game show Sunday with Eric Allen at the Raiders headquarters. And Eric Allen and I are excited to be back again as your lead anchors on the Raiders pre- and post. And I'll host the post-game show also there and get you going and be the first one. I'm the first guy. The first guy, the guardian of the gate after the game on Compass Media Network, and that could be interesting. Hopefully it's a party. So it's Raiders roll call. The show started 17 minutes ago. You're not ready for this. Let's go. 702-365-9200. I demand to hear from Raider fans nationally. I hope every one of them's in L.A. I hope every one of them is in L.A. where I lived for 10 years and saw the Raider Nation up close. A matter of fact, L.A. Raider fans today, go to the front of the line. You call from L.A.? You're in from L.A.? We'll hear from you first. Okay? We want to get this thing going the right way. I don't like the way the show sounded in the first week. It feels like it's clunky. It's slow. It's not intimidating. It feels like a Charger broadcast because they don't have any broadcast. So, again, I've been kind of quietly saying all week, let's go. I'm standing up. Let's kind of get everybody going. And today we start, and we're going to rip the roof off, and we're going to get going. I have a lunch appointment today, and I'm wearing a Black Hole shirt. I'm like, well, my wife's like, you need – I'm like, no, I'm going to wear that shirt to my lunch appointment afterwards because I rep the Black Hole as we get that in. Also, PT's, I'm going to their new location today. I'll tell you all about that off of Buffalo, South Buffalo today. They're our proud partner of the show as we open it up here. And, man, one more thing before we get out and open up the show. What the hell was going on with those referees last night? Oh, my God. They were calling Baltimore for a legal motion. They were picking on Bishop Gorman legend Ronnie Stanley for the way he was lined up. The guy's a potential Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. And they were throwing flags on him saying he wasn't lined up correctly. And they weren't throwing those flags at all. They weren't throwing the flags at all. When we started off the show, we started off the game, we couldn't believe it. So with all that happening, if you look on Twitter and you try to get a vibe of what's going on, everybody last night was really freaking out with the referees. And Mike Tirico is a really good broadcaster. He anchored the Olympics. You know, he's done some pretty cool stuff. But, oh, my God, that broadcast, the whole thing just sways to Kansas City. It was so freaking sickening. And then I wake up today and it's like Brittany Mahomes wasn't with Taylor because Brittany might have supported the former president and Taylor doesn't. And I'm like, this is just garbage, man. This is, you know how many people last night were tweeting football is dead? Football is dead with that. And Kansas City ends up winning the game. And Kansas City's tackles were offsides almost on every bleeping play. And then Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, calls a timeout. You're not allowed to call timeouts. Only Andy Reid can, the head coach. I mean, what's going on around here? Vintage Kansas City. So I was on a podcast today, and I said, if you look back, for the last 20 years of my career, it's been Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. It's like I've been locked in a jail. And Peyton Manning. excuse me, and Peyton Manning. Very good point. Peyton Manning with Denver. Very good point. So the last 20 years of my career, it's been Peyton Manning in Denver. Of course, Indy. He didn't do any damage to the Raiders that much. Peyton in Denver, Brady in New England, Mahomes in Kansas City. And you don't hear about Peyton Manning getting the calls as much as you do Mahomes and Brady. Brady and Mahomes, you heard about it all the time. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to start off the show here with Raider Mike. Start us off, Raiders roll call. Thanks for checking in. What do you got?
Dude, Fort Myers Beach, now Portland and Vegas. Lived in L.A. 5 years. Oaktown, I grew up. So, what I need to, before the Raiders, I need to get to what you just touched on. It's getting ridiculous. You got this dude who's at the end of his career uniting with the Swifties, and the NFL is taking this and used it as a marketing hammer. And there's no way to get out of the way. So we need to fight back. The Muppet King must go down. I've said that for years on your show and others. So that you can't sway the NFL that way. We will revolt. We don't care if women or our wives or girlfriends are sitting on the couch next to us. We want to see a fair game. Now, Baltimore, they kind of outplayed them. And it was a toe tap away from all my family's Raven fans. I'm the only Raven.
Mike, I want to get to the Raider game against the Chargers. I got a busy last day. Go. Give me the Chargers quick.
I think it's going to be run, run, run at each other down its throat. Bet the under. We're going to win. We're going to get to Herbert. He's hurt. He's in a boot. So anyway, that's my take.
All right,
love
Mike.
The show.
Thank
JG.
You, man. Appreciate it.
Herbert
is not in a boot. Herbert is out of the boot. Herbert's ready to go. He's practiced. He's had a full week of practice. He's on the injury report with a foot, which is obviously because he's been suffering from plantar fasciitis, but reports are he should be ready to go. So we just found out, if you're joining us late, the breaking news, Malcolm Kuntz will not play in this game, and Raiders have some good defensive ends. I mean, the Raiders drafted Tyree Wilson to come off the edge, seventh pick overall in the first round a year ago. He has got to play, and I think he needs to play under pressure. I think the pressure needs to be on him and his teammates to play well, and he has to step up. He's getting paid a lot of money on a rookie contract. Okay, he doesn't have Brock Purdy contract. Last pick in the draft. He's got seventh pick in the draft. It's time for Tyree to prove that he can take his game to the next level. If he's out there, you know, depending on what he's going to be looking like in that rotation. Kingsley in Henderson, Raider roll call. Go ahead.
JT, first off, thanks for riling up the troops for this first important game. So that's a good job there. Two quick things on the upcoming game. I think we just have to stuff their run. I'm reading all this nonsense on social media. Chargers are just going to run the ball up the middle, you know, first downs. You know, well, let's stuff them. I want to see those guys at, you know, third and 21, you know, mm-hmm. On a lot of possessions. So the extent we could just stuff their run, great. And then I think with Gardner, the more he can confuse the Chargers is what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, could go long to Devontae on first down. Even if he overthrows it, I don't care. But yeah, keep those guys confused. So those are just my 2 points on the game.
Yeah, I think those are two really important points. Thanks for the call. I really do think those are two great points, is that Gardner has got to come out. And Gardner's not a backup quarterback now. He's a starting quarterback. He's got to play like a starter. He's got to roll the pocket. He's got to run. Did you see how many? I was blown away last night. I mean, I'm talking blown away by how many times Chris Jones of the Chiefs, arguably the best defensive player in football, T.J. Watt, Max Crosby, right there. Chris Jones broke through and had Lamar Jackson, I thought, sacked 3 times, and Lamar just stepped up. Just stepped up and just ran, and he didn't get even a paw on him. That's not going to happen with the Raiders and even Herbert. If you get close to Herbert or close to Gardner Minshew, you're probably going to sack him. So Gardner Minshew is going to have to take off and run. And some of those runs, I believe, have to be design runs. They're going to be really important design rollouts to roll away I think, from Khalil Mack and Bosa and try to create space for Gardner Minshew out on the perimeter where he can throw on the run. He's got good arm angle talent. You know, Gardner can give you a little sidewinder throw. He can step up, square his hips, and throw it. He can do it all. But I don't think that Gardner can win this game on a five-step drop, seven-step drop, just sitting back there thinking he's just going to throw it all over the park. That's probably not going to happen. Ultimate Raider Dave in the Bay Area. Bay Area checks in on roll call. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks for taking the call, JT. Love you, man. Love the show. Raider Nation. Got something to say. Raiders! So this is the start of a new season. The defense has to hem the offense for the Chargers in. They cannot let them escape, can't let them roll out. So that's a big one. Defense has to really show out and step in front of the ball. I expect scoring from the defense to, you know, move forward in this, campaign of 2024-25. And then as far as on the offense, you got to have rhythm. You got to have ball control. Mm. And as you said, you got to escape when you can escape, but you have to keep composure. Mm. And that's the thing about Gardner. We have to make sure that he understands when to run and when not to run, when to throw the ball into traffic, when not to throw into traffic. So all I can say, too, is I'm a big Aiden fan, and all I say is, Aiden, stay prepared, man. If you're listening, stay prepared. Get ready. You're up next. And that was our downfall in 2016, is we were not prepared for something that was going to happen, and that was the it's broke game. So let's not forget about the lessons learned, and let's go Raiders. 24-25. Love you, JT. Raiders!
Wow, 25-24. Raiders winning by one. Raiders are a three-point underdog on the road in L.A. You know, the Raiders don't have a lot of depth at defensive end. They have Malcolm Kuntz, Max Crosby, Tyree Wilson, and Janarius Robinson. And Kuntz is out. So I think Janarius Robinson played much better than Tyree Wilson. And he make the team, and he's going to play. He's going to play, and Tyree Wilson is definitely going to get more snaps than they had prepared going into the game. I would assume that. Hey, quick reminder, if you're in Vegas Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., I'll be at the brand-new Raising Cane's store in North Las Vegas. That's 6788 North 5th Street. That's 5th and Deer Springs. So they're opening up a new store. They're bringing me out there for the opening of the store. We love Raising Cane's. Love Raising Cane's. Big, proud partner of the show. Whenever they open up a new event like that, we come out with prizes, giveaways. They have great prizes and giveaways. The food's tremendous, and we get a chance to meet the team over there. So if you're in Vegas on Saturday, you want to hang out for an hour or so, I'll be out there for 2 hours from 5 to 7. Raising Cane's on 5th and Deer Springs. That'll be fun. A brand new store opening as we open up the show. All right, no Malcolm Kuntz. Does that change everything? No. He's a good player. He's a real good player, a guy you're going to need next week. So hopefully he'll be back, and when we get more clarity on the injury, we'll let you know about it. It's Friday. Friday is going to be Raider Roll Call, where we want to hear from Raider fans nationally, and we'll call out your great city and maybe your fan club and how diehard of a Raider fan you are.
The facts are the facts, and that is not a fact. I've probably spoken to DeSean Jackson maybe three or four times in my life, and I never had a conversation with him ever, and I put that on my kids. I've never spoken to him about anything. Only person I really talk to about my feelings in general is my wife, probably, and she ain't out there leaking anything and dropping stuff like that in the media. So, once again, whatever you see, if it ain't from the horse's mouth, it's probably
Devontae sounds a lot like Tim Brown. Just overall, he just sounds like Tim Brown. The cadence of the voice. And I'm getting sick of everybody asking Devontae if he's happy. I do big boy radio. I do grown-ass man radio. Not gossip Taylor Swift radio. I don't. If you want to find that, it's all over the dial, man. You want to listen to sports that doesn't do sports, it is all over the dial, man. You don't have to look far, believe me. But, you know, is Devontae's feelings hurt? Is Devontae not happy? Is Devontae this or that? Let's wait. Let's see how Devontae does. He usually plays pretty well against the Chargers. I hope he plays well here. You know, on our YouTube stream, I asked everybody, you know, let me know where you're calling in from or just in a chat live. This is pretty cool as a lot of people are jumping in. Fort Worth, Texas in the house. How about that? Fresno, California. Steuben, Wisconsin. El Paso. Madera, California. Alhambra. Circalifas. Olympia, Washington. El Dorado, Kansas City, so Anaheim, California, Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you all so much for following the show and jumping in on that. We really appreciate it. L.A. fans, go to the front of the line today. That's Jesse in L.A. Jesse, roll call. Where in L.A. are you checking in from?
I'm actually calling from Compton, California.
Compton.
310. Yes, sir.
How far is it door-to-door, no traffic, to the foot of SoFi, the entrance?
Without traffic, I would say 15 minutes.
15 minutes. With traffic, yeah, with traffic, 2 hours?
Nah. Well,
you got to.
Being from L.A., I know. What
yeah, you know, L.A., you know the back road. So give me the key to the game. Go ahead.
I think the key to the game is going to be Zamir White.
Mm-hmm.
I think I seen his over under like at 55, and I was like, that's way too low for Zamir to be playing to be the lead running back for the. I know he's going to give touches off to Alexander, maybe Laube or whoever. Mm-hmm. But I think 55 is way too low for Zamir.
Yeah, I would. I don't think the Raiders can win the game if Zamir White doesn't get 80, 90 yards. I don't.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders have to. He's got to get 20 carries, and he's got to get 80, 85 yards. He's got to have a touchdown. He's got to have a productive game. I think Bowers has to score a touchdown. I think Devontae has to score a touchdown. I think Carlson needs a minimum of 2 field goals. I think everybody's got to step up. A.J. Cole's got to have a Pro Bowl game. Everybody's got to play great to win this game.
Yeah, and a sleeper is Jacoby. I think Jacoby having those extra reps with Gardner while Devontae was out. I think he'll be looking for Devontae. I think he'll be looking for Jacoby and Tucker quite often.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot for checking in. Appreciate that. When you look at what has to happen in the game, none of us know what's going to happen. I remind everybody every once in a while, we're a sports talk radio show. We're supposed to guess, but there's supposed to be analytics involved that I think we use well here. We use the stats. I have no stats in front of me. So when I get back to the Raiders on Monday morning, the Raiders, we're doing a new TV show, Eric Allen and I. Last year it was more sitting at the desk, and we did that show after the press conference. This year we're going to be sitting on chairs, more casual. It's going to be me and EA for 30 minutes, and Rich Gannon's going to be our guest every Monday. And Rich is going to be able to break down and analyze the game, along with Eric Allen. And I'm going to moderate it. You know, we're going to go back and forth on that and get a good vibe about what's happening in the game. We have no stats to work with. I don't want to look at stats. I don't care. I know Herbert's stats. I know how good he is. And Jim Harbaugh coached at Michigan months ago. So there's no new stats for me to look at. And the Raiders' stats, there's no stats with Gardner Minshew. Anybody aware of that? There's none. He's a starting quarterback. He didn't play here last year. Throw the stats out. We'll have fresh stats. I look at the stats after week 3 or 4. Then we start seeing a trend. NFL roll call, Raider roll call in Milwaukee. AJ, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Of course, JT, you've been talking about this for weeks, how important this game is. This is our most important game of the season. We got to start strong. We got to show everyone who we are and what we've done this offseason. How are we going to do that? In the trenches. If we lose the trenches, we lose the game. How are we going to win the trenches? Well, with Malcolm Kuntz out, unfortunately, we've got Tyree Wilson, Janarius Robinson. They got to step up. We're going to have Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby. They're going to be double, triple teamed at times. You're going to be on an island sometimes. Give Joe Alt his welcome to the NFL moment. We need to dominate the trenches. Get the running game going. Once we do that, go over the top to Trey Tucker. Stretch the defense. Play that game. Dominate that game. Let's go.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call as we continue. 702-365-9200. Janarius Robinson, 4 years, Florida State, has got to come in and really play a big game. He's been around. He's 26 years old. He'll be in a really unique spot to step up. He's an experienced player. Not a lot of experience games in regards to the depth of a lot of players out there. If you look at what he's done his entire career, okay, but he hasn't played a lot. But he's the type of guy that can come in here and do a nice job. He had a nice big couple of plays that I called. I was on the call for that on radio in that game against the 49ers. I'd like to see what he can do. I'd like to see what he can do in a spot where everything is on the line for him. And everything is on the line for him in this game. He's got to step in and do something. He's got to do something big. I mean, he's not a guy that has this career that you're looking at where you're saying he's not Malcolm Kuntz. And no one knew Malcolm Kuntz 2 years ago anyway. Even Raider fans didn't know who he was. Give me a break. So this could be his coming out party. Hopefully he has a coming out party and he plays really well. Alan in Vegas. Oh, Joey in L.A. Joey in L.A., you're up next. We go L.A. first.
Hey, how's it going, JT?
Good, thanks.
I'm looking for just like the tone set, just like the 63 game with Michael Mayer putting his hands on Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
I think was the first play of the offense. He just pancaked him. So I'm looking for Big Mike to have a big role on helping out blocking.
Hey, one thing about that, Khalil Mack's going to remember what Michael Mayer did to him on that first play. Let's remember that. Khalil's a great guy. We root against him now heavily. He's gonna look for payback with Big Mike on that play. So Big Mike, I'm sure, is going to have his head on a swivel. That's going to be a really fun matchup.
Yeah, that's something definitely to see. A pissed off DA. And I'm standing with Gardner Minshew. I think he has the tools.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's fired up, and we're all fired up.
Yep, I'm happy we're hearing from some fired-up fans. Vic Tafer will join us at the top of the hour. Vic Tafer will join us at the top of the hour, and we'll jump in with him, and we'll find out what the update was with Malcolm Kuntz going forward. Malcolm Kuntz will not play due to a knee injury that he suffered in practice. El Jefe Raider says, Chip Mack every play. Well, if you chip Mack every play, you don't have someone in the route. It's nice to say that. You have an offensive line to do the job. Now, do you want to leave Zamir White in to pass protect? Yeah, and obviously passing downs, you can do that. But you got Bosa and Mack. And if you want to block them with tight ends for some help and chip them, go ahead and do that. But that's going to keep one less player out of a route. And what I would do is I want to see Bowers and Mike Mayer in the routes together along with Jacoby and Devontae. I want to see four guys in the route there. I got to hope that this offensive line, but you would suspect that Thayer Mumford's going to need some help, and Thayer Mumford's going to get some help on that side. Hey, we're brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. It's my first Friday with Tito's. I want to thank the entire team at Tito's for being our proud partner for the first time. When you think about Mount Rushmore partnerships in this community, how about a Tito's and soda with me? My go-to. Tito's Handmade Vodka, our proud partner as we head into Raiders season in a big game as the Raiders open on the road against the LA Chargers.
He's so cool, calm, and collected, like, all the time. Like, you would never even see the excitement on him. But, I mean, he goes out there and makes plays. Obviously, we want to continue to use him more and more. But I thought he had a great day today making big plays and big moments. It was good to get the whole offense going and kind of seeing where everybody's at.
Patrick Mahomes coming off the win last night for Kansas City. JT back with you. Speaking of Kansas City, Baltimore, last night I started off my evening at Resorts World inside Doghouse Saloon for Thursday night football. What a crowd. I mean, pretty lucky to go to events. No, they were not all there to see me, but they have such a big built-in audience. And what an incredible room they have there. Their grilled cheese off to the side, their menu, spectacular. And the sports book there. What I love about Resorts World is they didn't put their sports book in the middle. A lot of casinos put their sports book in the middle of everything. I never liked that. Resorts World puts it right in Doghouse Saloon. They're connected, so you can place a bet, get right back to your tabletop, your bar seat, wherever you want to sit and watch it. So last night, my buddy Frankie, Cleveland Frankie, whose son is one of the great rock and roll band players in the world with Wolfgang Van Halen, Frankie Sidoris Jr., we were able to watch the first half there with a lot of fans. I wrote down a couple of names. Val and Gary from Oakland were there, and that took a great – I'd spent 10 minutes with them. We had a great time. Christian checked in from Philadelphia. It was great to see him there and everybody else who was out there at Resorts World. So I'm going to be there on select Thursday nights. It's our official home for Thursday night football, and I got in and out. I went through the parking lot, boom, boom. I was able to get home for the second half and watch that with my son. My son had his first client playing the game for the Chiefs, Jaden Hicks, the rookie, who made a big play or was involved with a big play on special teams down the stretch. And Baltimore, I thought, was the better team, and they lost. Sometimes the better team does not execute, and they lose the game. And going back on that one, that game could be home field advantage between Baltimore and Kansas City. Nash and Houston, rate a roll call on a Friday. Go ahead.
Hey, appreciate it, JT. I'm really excited about this weekend and the season in general. I'm an old guy like you and haven't been this excited since probably Gruden 1.0 back in 2001. I don't know if this is a 6-win team or a 10-win team, but I know one thing, that any team we play is going to know that they were in a bar fight. These guys are going to be ready to play. There's not going to be a game like in Chicago last year or New Orleans the year before that. I mean, these guys are going to come ready to play. We got great team leaders on the team, so I'm excited about this season. It makes me feel like I'm 13 years old because of that. And I think the key to the season, as everybody said, and even this week, is Gardner. I mean, to me, he's got to run for at least one first down, compete at least, 30% or 50% of third down plays, and get us where we score touchdowns and not field goals. So excited to see what's going to go on. Already got my tickets for Jacksonville. Hoping that's going to be a win to take us to the playoffs. So really pumped about this weekend. And let's just win, baby.
Thanks, Nash. Thanks for the call from Houston. Means a lot. And only correction is I'm not an old guy. In the last week, I saw Def Leppard, Journey, Steve Miller Band, went to Del Mar Racetrack. I went to USC and LSU. And I was at Doghouse Saloon last night. I have more elaborate fun times than guys who are 19 years old. So we have a lot of fun on this show. Appreciate you checking in. 702-365-9200 is the number. Bobby is working his blank off today. Because, again, it's just me and Bobby. We don't have a nine-man radio show. God, I swear the other day I counted nine guys on a radio show. Counting the guys behind the glass. It's just Bobby and I right here, and Bobby's going back and forth, back and forth. Raider Al in Anaheim, Southern California, Raider Nation roll call.
Yes, sir. JT, how you doing, man?
Couldn't be better. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Raiders got three things they need to focus on. Win the line of scrimmage, win the turnover battle, and do not beat yourself in all three phases of the game. I know Patrick Graham is 0-2 against Greg Roman offense. I know he's biting at the grip to get this game. I know AP is. I know the whole Raider Nation is. We got to stand up. We got to be there for him. Let's go, JT.
Thanks for the call. I think everybody's going to be there for everybody. I think it's going to be kumbaya, Raider Nation. Total love fest. Raider fans everywhere patting each other on the back. Black hole. Guzzling Modelo's, going in there. Drink responsibly. Having a good time, and I just want all Raider fans to be leaving at the two-minute warning because the Raiders have won the game. Be respectful to everyone in that building. Get home safe, and just remind every Charger fan that that's the home of the Raiders. And if not, we're going to have to sit here on Monday and do a different type of show, and I'm not ready to do that type of show. I am ready to go big. I want to do a victory show. It's a long season. Vic Tafer is going to join us at the top of the hour. We're going to get in with him on exactly what's going on with the Malcolm Kuntz injury. Let's get out to Philadelphia. Kyrie in Philly, you're up next. What's happening?
What's going on?
I need more energy than that, Kyrie. Go ahead, man. Go.
I mean, I can do a Raider shout-out for you right now if you need me to. But, I'm calling because, man, I just want to elaborate on us having our guy, Gardner Minshew, man. I got faith in AP, so, I'm going to leave everything to where it could be at. I like Minshew as far as leading his team. He never had these type of weapons before. He had the Colts, he had the Jaguars, he had Philly, and Philly didn't have these type of weapons when he was in Philly. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely trusting the process right now. I trust AP. I feel like we can pull out the win 27-21. That's my take for the day, man.
All right, man. Thanks for calling from Philadelphia. Appreciate it here. When you look at the weapons that Minshew has, the weapons that he has overall are better than the weapons that he's had. that he's got good weapons. I wouldn't say this is his greatest offensive line. I know he had a better offensive line in Indy. I know he had a better offensive line in Philly, right? With Staley and Kelsey and the guys he had there, then no doubt about that. And then you can go back to Jacksonville or whatever. The Raider offensive line is not elite. This is not Shell and Upshaw, man. This is not Otto and Dalby. It's not. It's not Henry Lawrence. It's a good offensive line. They're going to be tested against the Chargers. And they're really going to be tested against Baltimore. Oh, my God. That Baltimore defensive line looked pretty good to me. Getting after Mahomes. And Mahomes was able to get rid of the ball a bunch and move it around. Raider Ron is in Montana. I told you today would work. Raider roll call all the way in Montana. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, JT, Bobby, how you doing today?
Doing great, thank you.
27-17 Raiders. Crosby and Wilson go off. Four sacks. Gardner Minshew, two touchdowns.
So you think Tyree Wilson's going to step in this opportunity and make some plays?
Yes.
That's nice to hear from you. Wouldn't it be nice if he did that? I think he's out of time in his career that he has to do that. He has to do this, and we'll see what happens. I look at him as an extreme talent. When Tyree Wilson's in the game, the most important thing for him to do is keep his hands up. He's Kevin Durant and 200 pounds heavier. I'm exaggerating. He's fit. He's a freak. So when Tyree Wilson rushes the passer, if he can't get to him, stop, put your hands up, and jump and knock the ball down. Tip the ball, deflect it. Do things at the line of scrimmage. Become exceptional at the line of scrimmage. All right, that hour was pretty taxing, and thanks to everybody here for calling in. We do this every Friday now. We're going to do Raider roll call nationally, try to hear from some fans all over the place. We're brought to you by Modelo. Modelo's got so much going, I can't even keep up with them. They're the number one beer in America. Let that sink in for a second. How many beers have you drank your whole life? All right? Bobby's laughing. How many beers have you drank different brands? We represent the number one beer in America. How'd they get there? The Fighting Spirit. Their brand, I like the taste. You know, sometimes people give, I don't drink crap beer. A lot of my friends growing up in New York, in upstate New York, we drank crap beer. We did. We were in college. We had no money. We drank crap beer. So I have a rule. If you're going to drink beer, drink good beer. Okay, don't drink garbage. If you want to drink the best, drink the number one beer in America, Modelo. The Fighting Spirit of Modelo. And we got some news coming up with Modelo that will probably break here, coming up here in the next week or two, depending on when we get the news here and officially what we'll be doing with them on game day. I'm going to keep it here for a moment on our YouTube stream because Vic Tafer is going to join us live from headquarters on the update of Malcolm Kuntz being out and the abrupt end to Antonio Pierce's press conference, which I loved. Give me more of that, please. I thought that was great. As long as he doesn't do it to me when I get my 10 minutes with him a week. I don't want any of that to happen with me. I'm going to have extra questions prepared. I can promise you that.